evening. Come to order.
Order, Mr. Stephen Cricket.
We are going to open the work session on House Bill 2095. Jack Ellison will walk us through.
Sure. Madam Chair, members of the committee, House Bill 2095 increases the maximum limit for certain fees that can be charged by the Teacher Standards and Practices Commission. As for their testimony last week, the commission is eating into its reserves for its 1999-01 budget. And is supporting this bill to increase the fee limit so that they can increase fees for the 01-03 budget. There were some concern expressed that the fee increase, if allowed, might be put in place earlier than July 1st, 2001, which is when the next budget cycle comes up. There was a suggestion that the effective date, July 1, 2001, for the bill be made. We have 2095 with you and a dash one amendment, and that dash one amendment would make the bill effective in the year 2001. This would then, if passed, the bill would allow the commission to proceed with developing a new fee schedule through the rulemaking process, so that it can develop its 0103 budget and have fees in place that would take effect for that same budgetary period.
Thank you. Discussion?
I'm sure.
Move
the dash one amendment.
Senator Cottrell moves the dash one amendment. Any discussion? Any objections?
Madam Chair, move the bill the full Ways and Means for the due pass recommendation as amended.
Senator Cottrell moves the amended House Bill 2095 to the full Ways and Means. Any discussion?
Madam Chair.
Senator Fisher.
You had a question, a wording in A on the first page, line 7 through 19. The last portion of it, or the last sentence, it says that the applicant is eligible for the teaching license for which application is made, the license is issued, and the license is issued within 90 days of the original application. The commission shall issue the license without additional charge. Why wouldn't a license be issued in 90 days? Why is that language necessary? Why would somebody apply for a license and not take it?
Mm-hmm.
That's interesting language.
We'll have Dave answer that for us.
Good morning. I'm David Meissen, Executive Director of Teacher Standards and Practices Commission, and Chair Senator Fisher. Requirement is based on a fee being charged for the application process. If the individual makes an incomplete application or there's some documentation that's lacking, then the commission denies the application, but if that can be supplied in 90 days, no additional fee is charged to issue the license. In that case, we would actually be handling the application twice, but we would do so for one fee. The commission has an administrative rule that requires us to issue the licenses within 30 days under normal processing, and there's a statute that requires us to issue the license in 2 days if the district requests expedited service.
Any other questions? Any objections to the motion? House Bill 2095 as amended to the full. Hearing none. Motion carried.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Senator Troy, would you like to carry this to the full? And in the Senate as well.
Mm-hmm.
And President Edwards.
Thank you.
All right. We're going to open a public hearing on House Bill 3383. Yeah. Representative Hanson.
Good morning, Chair Minutes. Committee. 3383 is another one of the relating to the Boiler Board of Rules. This bill extends the scope of the boiler law to allow the boiler board to adopt piping safety standards for high-pressure piping systems. Basically, there's no fiscal impact if the boiler board rules does not adopt the safety standards, but through the interim, I'm sure they will adopt safety standards for high-pressure piping. at that point, there could be, they could also adopt some fees that would relate to that type of piping. But it's real hard to gauge the cost at this point, because until they actually adopt rules and how to the extent of those rules, it'd be my guess that they would probably start off with probably the most critical high pressure safety situation, with relatively modest fees to go along with it. Anyway, that's the basic thrust of the bill. And I've got a couple certified smart boiler people here behind me that can probably explain a little greater detail in terms of the extent that they're going to want to establish.
Okay, any questions? Representative Wilson?
Madam Chair, Representative, why are there not rules in place already?
There are rules that cover boilers. There's also probably some installation standards that are covered with through some mechanical code. Some things like earthquake shock absorbers, earthquake standards may apply. But it for a long time, the just pressure pipe hasn't been real critical. But the main reason for doing this is we get into more high tech installations, more exotic chemicals, a greater understanding of the dangers of the chemicals that are being conducted through some of the piping, the health and safety becomes of a higher standard.
Thanks.
Senator Strong?
Are the words substantially equal well-defined in litigies so people know what that means when it comes to interpreting it?
There, on building codes and construction standards, now I don't know exactly, I couldn't give you a definition, but probably every nuance of the definitions have been arbitrated.
Oh, really? It's been used, and it's...
And those are standard terms.
Okay.
Yes, Representative
Batman?
Thank you, Madam Chair. Representative, could you imagine anyone opposing this bill? Taking pressures and
it's
a real strength.
I haven't heard of any opposition.
I would just like that, yeah.
But I can imagine anything.
That's where I'm at.
Senator Fisher?
This... Actually, plumbing rules and regulations require certain standards for pressure, don't they?
Plumbing regulations really only cover domestic plumbing. Either certainly potable water, drain piping, waste disposal piping, but industrial piping isn't covered by the plumbing code at all. It's completely outside of the plumbing code.
Madam Chair?
Yes, Senator Fisher?
I was under the direct impression that at least air pressure had to be a certain quality for air compressor plumbing.
They may, but they're not in the plumbing code. There's certainly mechanical standards that apply to air pressure. We just brought medical gas into the plumbing code. We're tending to bring it in this session. But there's lots of different types of piping that aren't in the plumbing code at this point.
Any other questions? Thank you very much. Is there any other testimony on this bill?
Madam Chair, members of the committee, my name is Tom Lindberg. I'm a business agent for Operating Engineers Local 701, and I am the chairman of the Oregon State Board of Boiler Room. The state of Oregon. We endorsed this. We didn't specifically write it ourselves, but this is permissive language that allows the board to institute safety standards that aren't currently enforced for the health and safety of the people of Oregon. One of the examples is refrigerant. Everyone knows the greenhouse effect and the problem with carbon-based compounds. What most people don't know is the alternative is extremely poisonous. And so that we went from something that will kill you later to something that can kill you immediately. And to protect the people of the state, one of the statutes allows us to enact safety legislation for the regulation of piping if it becomes necessary if there's a problem with it. That's just one example. There are many others in the high-tech industry where the piping has become critical because the gases that they carry are extremely toxic. So we feel this is a good idea. It is not. It allows us to examine and go through the public review process that all boards go through and invite testimony and so forth and decide what to do. It's certainly not something that we intend to do immediately. Thank you.
Any questions? Senator Charles?
Why hasn't the board just done this? I presume that you have the authority to do this already. Why haven't you done it without getting this directive?
Well, unfortunately, the piping code as it's written now currently recognizes building service piping, nuclear piping, and power piping as under our umbrella and enables us to do that. What were the two additional numbers are for refrigerant piping and for chemical industry piping.
Does this actually expand your authority?
This expands our authority to have that inspected. Yes, it does.
Okay. Do you want to do that so this directive and this expansion of authority is very useful?
It would be very useful for us responding to the changes in the industry.
Any other questions? Thank you.
Good morning, Madam Chair, committee members. My name is Kurt Lundeen. The reason that we want to expand our authority to regulate piping systems is that this refrigerant, ammonia refrigeration, is a very hazardous, toxic chemical. And for many years, refrigerant systems have been put in using ammonia without proper engineering precautions. And we've found in the last year we've had two ammonia system failures that have led to a personal injury. And part of the problem is that when the piping was insulated, they didn't take precautions to prevent moisture from accumulating inside the insulation. This is the sort of thing that an inspector would be looking at, proper materials, proper welding techniques, and precautions like correct insulation. So the piping systems out there are, frankly, rotting away under their insulation. And we're going to have a real problem if we don't have the authority to regulate the construction and installation of these systems. The Building Code Division supports this bill.
Thank you very much. Any other testimony on this bill? All right.
Well,
let's close public hearing and
open the
work session on House Bill 2095.
Madam Chair, members of the
committee,
I'm not 30. This is
33. Oh, I'm sorry. Open the public hearing on House Bill 33-83.
Work session.
Work session. Sorry, guys. Please put my glasses on.
Madam Chair, members of the committee, House Bill 3383, the AIM gross version, is before you now. You have the fiscal impact, which is an estimate of the number of FTE and dollars that would be needed for this regulation. Again, as Representative Hansen testified, it is an estimate. This would all be other funds supported from fees, inspection fees, and licensing fees.
Madam Chair, I don't have a fiscal.
My apologies.
Mine was in that bill.
I didn't have my bill card.
Okay. There is.
Just tell us how much it is.
Okay. It's about $250,000 for 9901 and $240,000 for 0103. 2.5 FTE. It's all underfunded. The revenue yet has to be determined because of the number of permits that would have to be issued. Again, it's all underfunded from the building code provision. The estimates were provided, and Representative Hansen mentioned it may not all be needed in the first biennium as they choose to implement the rule. My apologies for not getting the copy of this impact.
Anybody want to look at this? I can pass it in.
I'm sure you want a motion.
Senator Gork, are you ready for a motion?
I am.
All right.
Chair, I move that we send House Bill 3383 to the full Ways and Means with due pass.
Senator Tro moves we send House Bill 3383 to the full committee with due pass recommendation. Discussion? Any objection? Seeing none, motion carries. All right. All right. Representative Leonard, would you like to carry this to the floor?
Yes.
And on the House floor.
You're mad at me too?
No. This is me.
Tell an evangelist.
Yes, very good.
We could have Representative Hansen carry it to the House.
Okay.
All right, we'll have him carry it.
So what's next?
We have
upcoming stent model.
We have two more house bills. I think we have to have a whole time. No budget.
Okay.
But that was your.